WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
In the basement with Javon. I'm going to tell you right now, I am completely out of it like a zombie. Cheryl and I stayed up until like 4 o'clock in the morning doing what we do. You know, that's all I'm going to say about that. And no. See, I know where you're going with that. But we were just up and she is traveling. I pray for her safe travels, and I have another ton of things to do today. This is just crazy, but sometimes, you know, life is just bananas and life is for the living. So, you know, thank God I can move around, shake it and move it, you know. Today we have a special guest. Now, as you know, I have been really blessed with this show since February. Bringing legends, bringing new talent, bringing, you know, last week we had R&B diva Monifa. Shout out to Mo. It's just been crazy and really exciting and fun. I really want to give a shout out and thanks to Nathan James and Mika Ray, without whom the show would have a completely different tone. It would probably be monotone because it would just be me. So I want to thank you, and especially thank you, Nathan, today for just, like, putting things out there, because I'm telling you, I'm so exhausted right now. And a little, what's the word when you're sleepy and you act weird? Yeah, like that. So hopefully you'll dig the music, because this is one of those days that I'm just going to play what I feel like playing. And guess what I feel like playing right now? A little bit of Elton John. Yep.
Yeah, we'll fall. I see something that you know, and things are well up.
See, now you know one of my deep dark secrets. I am an Elton John fan. I can't help it. I love that song. It just occurred to me that today is either going to be the best show I've ever done or the worst show I've ever done, you know, because it is what it is, you know. It is what it is. And with that, I'm going to play a song by LaBelle with Wyclef Jean. And I just want to give a shout out to Miss Sarah Dash. She just had a birthday on the 18th, I believe. So happy belated birthday, Miss Dash. And here's LaBelle with Wyclef Jean.
Ladies, there comes a time in your life when you got to do some things that you never thought you would have to do.
Superwoman, I ain't your Wonder Woman. I ain't gonna wash your clothes. I ain't the clothes you're walking on. I'm gonna keep the car, start caring where you are. Buy your own cigarette, walk your own path. I'm out the door. Tonight, when you come home, I will be gone. Lady, tonight, ain't got a fight.
And when you turn on the radio and you hear a voice, you will know that you made her
choice.
This ain't another love song, man. Who done you wrong, man? She's talking about she gotta roll out. 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 Roll, 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 roll.
Lady, if you feel me, let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Put your hands in the air like you just don't care. Keep on waving them down. I know, I know. Tonight, when you come home, I will be gone. Lady, tonight, ain't got a fight. I'll be alright. I'll see you tonight.
And when you turn on the radio and you hear a voice, you will know that she made her
choice.
This ain't another love song, man. Who done you wrong, man? She's talking about she gotta roll out. 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 She can't hold out. She gotta roll out. She gotta roll out. She gotta roll out. She gotta roll out. Roll, 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 roll,
roll.
Took me for granted. All that pain drove me nearly insane. I can't take it anymore. That's why I'm having all tonight. When you come home, I will be gone. Lady, tonight, ain't got.
And when you turn on the radio and you hear a voice, you will know that she made her
choice.
This ain't another love song, man. Who done you wrong, man? She's talking about she gotta roll out. 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 She can't hold out. She gotta roll out. She gotta roll out. She gotta roll out. She gotta roll out. Roll, 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 roll.
Love me some LaBelle too. And right now we're gonna find out what's going on in the world. Let's talk to Nathan James. And now what's going on with Nathan James?
Double check that there's no computer turned on. Good morning, everyone. I'm Nathan James, and here's what's going on. According to a new poll by the McClatchy Marist College Organization, attitudes towards LGBT people in America are changing at a great pace, with a new majority now supporting marriage equality, a majority saying that it would be okay with them if they had a gay child that came out, and a overwhelming majority that say that the orientation of a congressional candidate would not factor into their voting decisions. The poll, which screened over 1,000 adults on a telephone, highlighted the respondents aged 18 to 29 that were overwhelmingly in favor of marriage equality, and the number of people in America who actually know a gay person personally as a friend or a relative is now over 70%. And the dissenters, of course, are the usual suspects, all the conservative Americans and members of the Tea Party. But the poll also underscored that the biggest influencing factor for support of LGBT issues by the mainstream community is whether or not they know someone personally who is an LGBT person. In other news, Arizona State University has revealed that a member of their football team has become the first active NCAA football player in Division I to reveal that he is openly gay. Edward Chip Sarafin, who is a graduate student, was interviewed by Compete magazine and said that it was really personal to him and benefited his peace of mind greatly to come out. Sarafin follows the examples of Derek Gordon, the University of Massachusetts Division I basketball star, came out in April, and Michael Sam, who came out after his post-college play, leading to his selection by the St. Louis Rams as the NFL's first out athlete. Athletic Director Ray Anderson at Arizona State praised Edward Sarafin, saying the entire athletics department is extremely proud of Chip, that's his nickname, and is unequivocally supportive of him. As the first Division I NCAA football player, an offensive lineman, Sarafin says that he will continue to promote and support LGBT causes in collegiate America as he pursues his master's degree at Arizona State. In the Midwest, rioting and looting continue in Ferguson, Missouri, as outrage continues to flow over the police-involved shooting of a young man who was, according to witnesses, not resisting arrest or fighting with the police officer who shot him. And several dozen people showed up to protest the shooting last night of Michael Brown and were confronted by the police with tear gas and with rubber bullets again, although lawmakers in Missouri said that such tactics would no longer be used. Looting has been reported to be widespread in the Ferguson area, as Police Chief Thomas Daxson revealed that Michael Brown had earlier committed a robbery with a friend of a box of cigars valued at about $48. However, the chief said that at the time of the shooting, he was not being investigated for the alleged robbery. I'm Nathan James, and that's what's going on.
Thank you so much, Nathan. Nathan, you have a new business venture. What is it, Nathan? Let's do the shameless plug thing now. Let's let it out.
Yes, absolutely. Nathan James Literary Associates, that's my new business venture. I am offering my services, writing business plans, screenplays. I will do business overviews, all types of literary services. So when people are ready to follow their dreams and make their company a reality, I can certainly get them on the road to success with a full range of services for your name, your brand, whether you need a business plan, a press release, a screenplay, editorial services. You can inbox me on Facebook at facebook.com/NathanJamesFB, and I'll be happy to let everyone know what's going on.
You know what? I wish you the best of luck, and everybody, because I know a lot of people that are starting businesses and have business ideas, hit Nathan up. I'm sure his prices are reasonable. I'm sure that, you know, he's going to be able to help you, and I know for a fact that he's a really talented and blessed writer. So, you know, just check in with Nathan James. And,
yes.
Get your business on.
Yes, there is one more tidbit I'd like to add. I have one little more tidbit I'd like to add for all those people out there who have always wanted to be a model and walk the runway at New York Fashion Week. Today and tomorrow, there is a major modeling casting call in New York City for New York Fashion Week Vintage Couture Fashion Week, which is September 11th to September 14th. It's sponsored by the hot new television show Fashion in the Fast Lane and the Fashion Accelerated radio show. Today's casting is from noon to 5 p.m. They're looking for male, female models age 14 through 29, and that's from noon to 5 p.m. at 4 West 43rd Street in the IAC Arts Building just off 5th Avenue. It's a fantastic opportunity to get your big break in the fashion industry and be seen by all the movers and shakers from near and far. So if you want to walk that runway and knock them dead, this is your big chance to have a casting where you can show your stuff and get into the limelight.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Nathan, and you have a beautiful day.
You too, Javon.
All right, baby. You know what? Opportunity has just knocked. If you are a model, get your model on. Nathan just gave you the info. Get downtown. If you're in New York City, make it do what it do. You never know. You never know. And right now, we're going to have my Shakaholic moment because I need to hear me some Shaka Khan. Shaka, work your magic on me, lady. Do it. that feels a little better. And what's making me feel even more better is the fact that I put it out there on Facebook that I was in need of prayer, and so many prayer warriors have answered the call. I want to thank you all so very much. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, I just want to thank you. You are a blessing. You are all, each and every one of you, a blessing, and I appreciate you, and I love you. And I don't want to turn this into a Sunday evening shout, although I could do that. But this is what I'll do. I'll sort of combine the two. Let's go to friend of the show, Kenny Bobian.
Hey, this is Kenny Bobian, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Jovan.
I'm
Yes, that was Mr. B. Slade. I'm sorry, I just had to go there. It was a nice little party I just had in here, man. I was dancing a little bit, making myself feel good. I have to do a little house cleaning, or a little housekeeping, rather. I don't feel like cleaning up nothing right now, but it is Saturday, and that's the day we do those things, right? All those errands and all that crap that has to get done. But anyway, Anyway, so let me just let you all know how you can get in touch with me. You can always hit me up on Facebook. That's usually the easiest way to contact me. You can inbox me on any of my pages. I have two personal pages, Javon Armstrong. There is the page to this radio station, WJBR Internet Radio. There is the In the Basement with Javon page. There's a Cheryl and Javon page. All of those are on Facebook. On Twitter, I am Javon. And, it's at I am Javon. Then I have Instagram. I think it's JRuler64. Not really sure. Because I really don't use Instagram too much. But, I check it every now and then if you're into that. I noticed that a lot of people are starting to follow me on Pinterest, I think it's called. Pinterest. Anyway, you can find me there. And I haven't been pinning a lot of pictures, but now that a lot of people are starting to follow me, I guess I will start pinning pictures. So I wanted to also remind you that tomorrow night and Sunday nights, every Sunday night, I have another show, which is a spiritual gospel uplifting type show. It's called Sunday Evening Shout. It starts at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time and goes somewhere between 8 and 8:30, depending on how I'm feeling. Mika Ray has a show that comes on Monday evenings at 10 p.m. The G-Spot is now on Monday nights, but she also will continue to do the G-Spot here in the basement with me. She's just not here today, unfortunately. We miss her, Amika. But you can catch her on Monday nights at 10 p.m. right here on WJBR Internet Radio. What am I forgetting? I'm forgetting something. I'm thinking about doing another show. I'm not going to let y'all know what that one is. Actually, there's two possibilities, one with another host, and I might be doing another show. So if you dig what I do, hopefully you'll dig that as well. And I'll let you know how things work out with the other host and what night he's going to do a show if we work that out. And that's that for that also. If you into internet blogging, posting, tweeting, all of that stuff, you're really, really into that sort of thing, social networking, and you like the show or you dig what I'm trying to do here and you want to work with me on this, hit me up, inbox me on Facebook because this, it's a lot. It's a lot that I do here. And quite frankly, I'm getting old. And I can't do it all. So I'm still looking for someone to help with that. And if you are a really good writer in terms of writing proposals, I'm going to be working on something in the near future. And I'm going to be needing assistance with that. And that may hopefully end up in a paid position. But serious inquiries only, okay? I'm trying to make it do what it do, and that's what's up with that. And let's see. Otherwise, I guess in the meanwhile, in between time, I'm just going to play some music until our special guest comes on. And, oh, yeah, I want to play my girl, Karen Wheeler. You know I love me some Karen Wheeler. So I'm going to play her right now. Another Star by Karen Wheeler.
While you sitting in your car, pump this up. in your big truck, pump this up. In your crib, pump this up. In your penthouse, pump this up. Let's go.
Willingly to what you and me with abilities to set me free. me start by saying you got my heart by just being who you are. And all we got is between me and you. It doesn't matter about the money I make or what I do, oh, that I'm a star. Unconditionally, you're there for me, undeniably. You inspire me spiritually. It's incredible, pleasurable, unforgettable, the way I feel.
Christina Aguilera, I don't mean any disrespect, but I can never figure out how to spell that woman's last name. Gee whiz. But I love that song. I love that song. Speaking of loving songs, recently, one of my internet social work, social media, I can't, you know, look, I told y'all I need prayer today. But one of my friends that I met on Twitter, Kalisha, shout out to Kalisha. She listens to the show weekly, regularly. She actually listens to both of my shows, and I love her for that. And I just love her energy. But anyway, Kalisha was listening to the shows, I guess, and was like, you know who you need to hear? You need to play and you need to listen to Latrice Bush. Now, sometimes I think I know everything, but, you know, I really don't. So I said, okay, I'll give her a listen. And I was hooked. I was hooked. Now, just to let you know, a lot of people tell me I should listen to a lot of people. And I listen, and I'm not really impressed, so I don't really go there. But I really, really, really dug this woman's music, the vibe, and her story. She has performed background for the likes of Gloria Gaynor, Justin Bieber, and others. She is now doing her own thing, and I love that. I love, love, love when people in the background decide that they are ready to step up to the forefront and do their own thing. There's nothing better than that. That is empowerment, if that's what you want to do. If you enjoy singing background, that's fine. But not everybody does it successfully when they come to the forefront. And a lot of very, very popular people started out as background singers. So this is someone who I believe in her music, I believe in her sound, and I love her energy. And we're going to play her music today, and, you know, you're going to let us know how you feel about it. I want you to continue writing in the event page and tweet us and inbox us and let us know how you dig her music. I've already had some really, really positive feedback about some of the music of hers that I've been posting. And with that, you know, like I said, you know, I didn't get much sleep, so I'm rambling. But I want you all to give a warm Brunch in the Basement welcome to Miss Latrice Bush. Hi, Latrice. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I am sleepy but groovy nonetheless.
Yep. That's fantastic.
Yep, always got to stay positive. Got to keep it up. Got to keep it up. So what's going on? How you doing? You good?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fabulous. I cannot complain. You know, I'm a part of that story as well. When you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes every day is not great. Every day doesn't work out the way you want it to, but you just have to keep talking yourself into something positive, and it works.
You know that's right. You know that's right. And for me, as I'm sure for you, music helps soothe.
Anything. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. I mean, you know, music, it really does soothe the savage beast. It can do that. And, you know, we are savage beasts at times, right? I think that, you know, we are, you know, we blame other folks for things that are happening in our lives, but sometimes these are choices that we make and decisions that we you know, we do. And it, life turns out the way that they do. And I'm always amazed how songwriters, how poets can write words that can communicate what we're really feeling and what we're going through. And it can minister to us in ways that a parent can't, or a spouse can't, or a friend can't. And it's some person you don't even know that wrote this song, saying it, those lyrics that way, and it changes a life. And that's a powerful gift to have, and I thank God for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're a songwriter as well as a singer?
Yes, I am. I am.
Excellent. So you wrote the songs that we're going to play today?
Yeah, well, actually, it depends on what you play. Not only do I write alone, I do collaborate. Now, if you play Great Day, the principal writer on that song is Chiquita Lockley, and she's actually a principal writer for Candy Burris's new play that she's touring all over the world with soon. And I, you know what, I say world, maybe I'm being prophetic, but first she's going to do the United States. But
right.
Chiquita is a fantastic writer, and we had this track. She knows me from my praise and worship at church. She said, you know, Treese, when I heard this track, I heard these words, I heard you singing it. And, of course, I added my flavor to it as well. And you have Great Day. So that song is written by myself and Chiquita Lockley.
Which is definitely a song that we have to play, because that's one of the songs that hooked me. When I first started listening to your music, that song got me. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
I was like,
good.
Oh, yeah, this is the real deal right here. This is the real deal right
cool.
here.
Cool. I'm happy to
I'm
hear that.
You, sometimes,
I tend to feel that way. But, you know, it's good to hear other folks feel that way, for sure.
No, because, you know, indie artists, I'm sorry, but, and that's me included, you know, sometimes I miss the cue just a little bit. I'm a songwriter and wannabe singer and all that stuff, but, you know, you know, for somebody who's not all that, I really have a lot of nerve to be really critical. But I know what I like. I know it sounds good. And I know when my stuff is whack, you know.
Oh,
but
I got to keep it real. That's good. That's good. You know, I will say this, though. When I was growing up, my main coach, I played basketball in high school, and he was my coach, and I came to him impressed with how I performed the last game, and he sat me down. He said, yeah, but you may have scored 15 points, but your man had 20. If y'all were playing against each other, you would have lost. He said to me, you can't judge yourself. And so I have lived, that has been a motto of mine for the rest of my life. Sometimes I don't know when I'm whack. It may feel real good to me, but when I relax having to be perfect, and when I relaxed my ego a bit and surrounded myself with people who were better than I was, then I don't mind being corrected, and I don't mind my words kind of being changed so that they can be palatable to other people. I don't mind giving my feedback, so I don't mind collaborating. So it's good that you realize that, hey, I may be whack, but that's what I got. What can you do to improve it, or what can we change it to? And that's growth. And I think if we all get to that point where we can, you know, just kind of be okay with just being imperfect and realizing that somebody may be a little better, it doesn't mean that you're not good. You know, it just makes it really, really good. And that's why that this particular project of mine I'm very proud of, because it has been years and years of making mistakes musically, working maybe with somebody who's good at one genre but not good at the genre that I need, working with people who I try to write songs with, they don't hear the melody the way that I'm singing it, I get frustrated. So I'm finally coming to a point where, hey, I'm finding good people, and it's working. And I'm the main ingredient, so I should know what works best for me, but it doesn't have to be the same people. It doesn't have to just be me, and that's what makes it really great. It's like a great recipe. It really is.
I love it. I love it. You really explained the creation of a masterpiece. Because sometimes as artists, you have to stand back and let other people help, but always, you know, realizing that it's your vision to begin with, and not allowing anybody to change that vision, you know, like completely take it away. You know, you are the main ingredient. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I Chiquita, like I said, she's one of my main collaborators, but I have to give a shout out, and I'm going to actually introduce you to him as well offline, but Alvin Garrett, you'll see his name on the back of the record if you have it, but the actual hard copy, you may have just downloaded it, but Alvin Garrett has been the principal writer for Joe, these last two records that Joe has done, and Alvin's working with Ruben Studdard, et cetera, and he's working with me. So the vocal arrangements, yes, I'm doing all the backgrounds for the stuff that's on my record, but promise you, I didn't decide that melody or that harmony should work. That's him.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta get a coach. You gotta have a good coach.
Yeah.
If you're going in the studio by yourself, it's like, you know, and you're not getting someone to be like, no, Treece, you're a little flat, or no, Treece, you should do it this way, or what do you feel, Treece? What are you feeling? Give me this. You know, give me that. You have to have a good coach. And so, I was consulting, and I know I'm talking a lot. I'm sorry. Should you be?
No, I love
something?
It. I love it. That's
okay.
Your job right now. That's your job today to talk.
Yeah. And I was just consulting with a vocal coach the other day, and she, you know, one thing that resonated with me that she said is that we're athletes. You know, singers. I'm an athlete. You know, my instrument is in my body, and so if my body isn't working well, and if I'm not working my body, and if I'm not working this muscle, then there is an issue. There's a disconnect. You know, I can't plug it in like some musicians to an amp. I can't, you know, make sure it has a nice reed like some instruments, you know, some brass instruments. I have to take care of this body. I am an athlete, and every great athlete has a great coach. And every great athlete has to, you know, absolutely be self-motivated and disciplined, but you have a great coach. And I wanted to say it here publicly, and I say it as much as possible, but Alvin Garrett has really changed my musical life these last year and a half or 2 years we've been working together. And I now feel like I'm coachable. Because before meeting him, I had such bad experiences. I just didn't think I was good in the studio. I just thought maybe I'm just a live performer. You know, you gotta come see me live. Don't worry about my records. Just come see me live. And I hadn't, you know, and I hadn't done a lot of stuff, but I was very intimidated. And to hear what he's been able to pull out of me, I'm just happy that people are receiving it. But more importantly, I'm happy with. I think I've given my best effort. I have much more to give, but that was my very best. He pulled my very best effort at that time, and I'm growing each time. And I'm just really grateful. Grateful to God that I've met such great people, and grateful that I'm not bad in the studio. I'm just happy that I figured that out. I'm not that bad.
No, you're not bad at all, sweetheart. You're really not.
Thank you.
Did he work on Great Day with you?
He did. So he recorded it for me. He's the arranger. Yes, he's the musical arranger. We came with the lyrics. We came with the style, you know, the melodic approach was mostly there, obviously. But those little intricate, you know, harmony parts, you know, in between little phrases, the end, the bridge, you know, how it's like, you know, no more, one more cloudy day at the vibe and at the end, all of that harmonic, you know, intricate parts and harmonies, it's me doing it, but it's him arranging it.
Exactly. I get you. I feel you.
Amazing. And it's just, he's great. Yeah. And, you know, and some things, and one thing I love about him is that he's not trying to make me sound like anybody else. He's just, you know, hearing what I'm able to do, and he's pulling that. You know, what would you, how would you sing that? Okay, yeah, I like that, Therese, do that. Or, you know, cut it off there. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and when you're used to singing in church, like I'm used to singing in church a lot, I'm used to doing jazz sets and things like that, you get to improvise and be more of a stylist, and I enjoy doing that, but I realize on a record that you want people to sing along with, you kind of have to, you know, hold back a bit and
right.
just make sure it's sing-alongable. So,
exactly. Just
yeah.
keep the melody, keep it simple
yeah.
so that people will remember it, people will want to sing it, and therefore they will want to
yeah.
buy it, you know?
Yeah.
So let's play Great Day. Before I do,
sure.
I just want to really quickly just let you know that in the event page, Latrice Bush is
okay.
On Brunch in the Basement with Javon, I posted the video, and a couple of people commented that they really enjoyed it. So just wanted to let you know that. And I am going to play right now for y'all Latrice Bush singing Great Day.
Yay!
Okay.
I absolutely love that song. And let me just read two of the comments that people put under the music video.
Yeah.
The first comment was a guy named Corey, who said, love the groove of the song and the message, nothing like happiness and freedom, which
that's great.
Is beautiful and it's true.
Yeah.
I live by that. And then Janice Paez said, ooh, love it. I'll be singing this all week, especially next weekend. Thanks for sharing.
Cool.
So something hot must be happening with Janice.
I know. What's she trying to do? All right.
You know what I'm saying? But she's going to have a great day, and it's going to be great.
Yes.
And I'm so happy for her because, you know, that song is about nothing but positivity. So
yes.
Good for you, Janice. You go. That was actually a great song. I'm going to take a caller right now if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
7621, you're holding. What's your name and where you calling from?
JV, it's Henry. I'm here.
Hey, Henry.
How you doing, Henry? Am I on speaker? Is that okay?
Well, I think we're getting
a little bit of feedback. Okay, because I have my son here, and I want him to hear the show. So wait, I'm going to go off of speaker.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he wants to speak with you.
Hold on, let me talk to her first, okay?
JV, is that better?
Yes, that's much better.
Okay. Robert wants to thank you for that shout-out you gave to him.
Mom,
okay? When he went to OIC. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Mrs. Javon. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, baby?
Hello, this is me, Robert. I'm Henrietta's son, my mother's son. I want to thank you personally for wishing me luck about the OIC situation down here in Philadelphia. But what happened was I had to come back, you know, and do some math courses, which I'm doing right now, so I can, you know, because I did good in the test, but the math, I was a little rusty because it was a couple years since I've been doing math. So I graduated high school in 2007, so that should give you an idea. But I'm going to brush up on my math, and I'm going to pass the test. I'm going to get me a career. I've been through a whole lot of changes and miracles in the last couple of maybe months or so. I'm working on my hygiene now. I'm working on my confidence. Hoping that someday I find a beautiful, beautiful woman to be with and have a family and then teach family values. It all starts at home. If everybody at home would try to fix, you know, just one day at a time, one flaw at a time, but as well support each other, the world would be better with it, you know. But I just wanted to thank you personally. I know you're having, you're going to be going through a tough time. I hope that you're okay. God bless you with what you're going through. I wish you the best. And I'm glad that my mom has a great friend like you, okay?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Robert. Robert.
Okay, wait a minute. Robert?
Hello?
Yeah. Huh?
Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm back, yeah.
Let me ask you something, baby. Do you pray?
I pray all the time. I love God. I thank him every
right.
day. I mean, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't even be here. None of us would be here.
That's all I wanted to know, baby. Now, did you listen to the song, Great Day? Did you listen to the song that we just played?
Great Day, yes.
How does the song make you feel?
How the song by Mrs. Bush you just played made me feel?
Yeah.
It made me feel real great, you know, although I'm more of a hip-hop listener, even though I do listen to gospel, like Sounds of Blackness, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Some early Kirk Franklin and the Family.
Okay.
But Mrs. Bush, she was real good, too. She has a lot of potential. I hope that she has a great career. I mean, I do songwriting myself. I write songs, too, but I'm more of a rapper. But at the same time, I respect everybody's genre and what they do, you know, even when it comes to... You know, because at the end of the day, if you're trying to do music, and I like you're always talking about how, you know, sometimes if your own family or your brother or sister or your best friend, even your twin sister or something like that can't relate to you, you can find an artist that you don't even know that can relate to you. I mean, like, I know how I feel when I listen to a song, like a rap song, like a Wu-Tang or something. It makes me feel like, wow, these dudes are talking right to me, and they don't even know me. So right. I mean, I understand. So I'm like okay. I said, I hope she keeps a good. I'm telling, like I said, shout out to Mrs. Bush. You know, I hope she keeps a good work up and the songs keep getting better. Hopefully, I'll get my opportunity to have my songs be noticed someday too. And like I said, we can change the world one day at a time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Robert.
You're welcome. Well, I'm gonna let you talk to my mom again, okay?
Okay. Patrice, this is real time.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I want to thank Robert because if Robert feels like I got some potential, I'm gonna make it.
You know
I'm gonna make it. You hear me? Yes, Robert said I got some potential. I'm gonna make it.
Yep.
Yes. Well, I love this song too.
Thank you.
I put it right up there with Happy, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, I really enjoyed it, and I wish you much success, too.
Thank you so much.
And Jaylee, you know we all love you. You know that, okay? And I don't know if Mr. Jones is still on the line, but I want to congratulate him and his new business venture, you know? So, like, you know, I just love listening. I've been missing in action, but I'm back.
Yes, you can always, and for everybody who may not be able to listen to the whole show or you know, miss the beginning or whatever, you can always go back and listen to the show later. It's always archived. Okay,
yes,
so
I really
thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Anytime, and we're still listening.
Great. And I want you to listen closely because we're going to play some more Latrice music. Latrice Bush
okay,
music,
cool.
Okay?
Okay, sounds good. All
so
right,
hang out.
I will. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wow. Yes, we do it very live and raw right
I
here.
I love
you
it.
You don't know what you're going to get, but it's always positive. It's
yeah.
always positive. It's always good. I'm going to take another call. I'm going to take another call. Let's see who this
okay.
is.
Okay.
8640 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Kalisha, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Kalisha.
Hey. How are y'all?
Great.
We groovy, baby.
I'm so happy y'all on the radio together. I feel like a proud family member.
Well, you brought us together. You know, you better than Ancestry.com, okay?
Yeah, right. And honestly, to tell you the truth, Latrice, you do
yes.
look like some of, you resemble some of my relatives who are from Virginia. They don't reside there anymore. But you look like some of my mother's side of the family.
Really? Really?
You really remind me of some of those cousins, but I wasn't
awesome.
Even going to say anything until you just said that. But you never know, right?
You don't ever know. You don't.
So, Felicia, let me ask you, how did you mm-hmm. discover Latrice Bush?
The first time I saw Latrice Bush was last summer, I think it was. She performed with pianist Bob Baldwin at a 100 Black Men of America event. And I had never heard of her. And I had never seen her again after that. A couple of months ago, drummer Lil John Roberts had an in-store at a place called Moots Music in Atlanta. And I saw Latrice, and I thought she was somebody else. I thought she was an actress from a movie that I saw. So I went and introduced myself, and I said, hey, aren't you the lady in the movie? She was like, no, I'm Latrice Bush. I was like, okay. I was like, okay, I feel stupid. But she was very sweet about it. She joked it off. She laughed it off. We took a picture, posted it on Instagram. Next couple of weeks or so, she did a performance out at Piedmont Park. And I went out there and saw her, and I took a couple of pictures. And
yeah.
And she's just an amazing spirit.
Oh.
Like I say, she could have just punched me in the top of the head when I mistook her for someone else.
No.
But she laughed it off, and I mean, she's a great person. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Kalisha. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yes. We're having a great time today. I have to tell you, I'm just so I feel so blessed right now just to have you two, you the both of you on the show, you know. And I want you to talk, Latrice, a little bit about the song The Best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for me, I did write that song, and that's what I deserve. And that is the kind of thing we talked about earlier in the show, is that there's sometimes you're not able to communicate it in a way that is understandable to the man you probably are with or the woman that you're probably with, that, you know what, the way that I like you, but I don't feel like you're, you know, respecting me in the way that I deserve. And I feel that, you know, I wrote this song, I'm like, man, this is good. This is really kind of what I want. And I'm a huge Anita Baker fan, and I really think Anita Baker is a poet. And her love songs and how she communicated what love should be to her and how she wanted to be caught up in a rapture and how she wanted love to be sweet. You know, these are just, you know, it's been so long. It's just very simple. Just simple communication without misinterpretation about how I want to be treated or what I want in my life. And I think the more that you speak positive things and that you live your life in a certain way, those are the things that you will attract. And God wants us to have the best. He doesn't want us to be abused. He doesn't want us to be sad and lonely. He doesn't. You know, ultimately, he wants a relationship that between the two of us, you know, him and I and us getting together so we can realize what we are. We're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we deserve the very best. And that's what this song is really, really about. But it's my personal prayer, my personal feelings and aspirations about relationship, and it's one of the reasons why I will never settle. I will never settle. It may take me longer to get somebody. It may take me longer to get married. It may not be in the cards for me to be married or have children, but I will never settle.
I hear that. And you should not.
No one should.
And with that, let's play the best.
Absolutely. Good.
I can't imagine my life
Yes, that was the best. I love that song. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it.
Don't you deserve that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Yeah, we all deserve it. We all deserve it.
We do.
The number to call in is 347-996-5394. Press 1 to speak. Sometimes you have to hold on for a minute because I'm doing 5 different things. It's not like one of those big radio stations where you have 5 different people working the boards and taking the calls and doing all that other stuff. It's just little old me in my basement doing what I do. So please call back. I saw you. Just couldn't get to you. Yeah, you know, I only got 2 hands, but you know,
right.
You know, we trying to make it do what it do down here. Hopefully, eventually, prayerfully, you know, this will grow into something where I can have, employees that,
yeah.
actually, you know, answer the call. Here we go. We're back. The call is here. 0167. What's your name and where you calling from? Hello, 0167 are the last 4 digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Mariana. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Mariana. How are you?
I'm.
Are you? Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm good. How are you? Just calling to show some love. Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. So how do you like the music so far?
I do. I needed uplifting music right about now, you know. So it was good, per se.
Yeah? Did that song, Great Day, speak to your soul? Did it help lift you up a little bit?
Yeah. Encouraging words, that's what I needed today at this moment.
You all right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay, you know, I'm good, yes. So,
are you sure?
How's everybody doing?
We're good. So,
okay.
Before you move,
mm-hmm.
what is okay. one great thing that you're looking forward to?
Finishing my nursing career program.
And how much further do you have to go with that?
I will finish in 2 months.
Oh, great. Finally,
it's been a progress, though. It was not easy, you know.
It's draining,
but you got to stay motivated and determined no matter what is the outcome, you know. I'm doing it for my son to have a better future for him. It's not about me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's about my little son.
And what's his name?
His name is Nathan.
Shout out to Nathan. Hi, Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan.
He'll be turning 7 next month. He's growing on me so fast.
Yeah.
Well,
that's awesome.
All right. Well, thanks. Nice talking to y'all. God bless you and have a good day, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. And check it out.
I'm kind of nervous. So I'm like,
that's what's going on because you're making me a little nervous because you sound a little, you know. But what I want you to do, as soon as this show is over, listen, when the show is over, I want you to go into the event page, you know, where I invite everybody on Facebook, right, to listen to the show.
Right.
I want you to look at Latrice Bush's video, Great Day. I just want you to watch
and
just put yourself in that video. Just imagine at the party, at the cookout. You know what I'm saying? And then I want you to go out and have a great day. Take your little boy out, and y'all just enjoy your day.
We're going to the water show on the air show today. Yeah.
Oh, that's
That's dope. That's good.
I love taking you there. Yeah. Thank you.
If you download some Patrice Bush music and play it in your iPod while you're out there.
Okay. Gracias.
Right. Okay, mi amor. Enjoy your day.
Ciao. Okay.
Ciao.
Bye.
Yes, Ms. Bush.
Yeah.
So you
I was a little concerned, but I think she's all right.
Yeah, I think she's gonna be okay. I think so. I think so. So you started out singing in the church, correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know, I will say this though, the church, the area that I'm from a small town, a coastal town between Savannah, Georgia and Hilton Head Island called Bluffton. And in that area we're surrounded by water, sea islands of South Carolina, Georgia and Florida, and the people there are called Gullah Geechee people. And so we don't, you know, it's similar to Creole, except that, you know, Creole folks is the African and French languages. The Gullah people, it's a mixture of African and English languages. And the culture there, basket weaving and quilt making. My grandmother's 95. She stopped making quilts in 90. And the food, heavy in seafood, heavy with rice. And but the music was very Afrocentric in my opinion, and it quite frankly is. You know, we didn't do a lot of the popular, you know, gospel songs at the time. A lot of it was clapping of the hands with a, you know, syncopated beat, and a lot of the songs that we sang were really kind of like old spiritual sounding. You know, my grandfather would get up in the church. Is it okay for me to sing on this? Is it?
Oh,
would it come?
Do.
Yeah, my grandfather would get up in church and he would sing things like. It's a spiritual, like, for instance, if the slaves were in the field and they were, you know, working, you know, the boss man was coming, you know, to sing songs like, stay in the field, stay in the field, stay in the field until the war has ended. Stay in the field, stay in the field, stay in the field until the war has ended. Were you able to hear that beat?
Wow, yes, yes.
Yeah, and so you have these African beats and everything that we sang, you know, and back in the day would have this beat to it, and we would stomping our feet, we would do a shout, but it wouldn't be the shout that you would see on, you know, you see all these clips on Facebook with people shouting, very high energy and a lot of foot movement. Our shout then back then wasn't that way, but it was a culture that I didn't appreciate growing up, because when you go to school, you know, now that there are bridges that actually get you from the islands to the mainland where we were, you know, the English, you know, we got taught what was English and what was proper, and Gullah, of course, and, you know, Geechee was not it. And so when my father would get up, I would be embarrassed in church, and that's all we knew, and that's what we sang, and that's what drives me. I mean, I love music, but I love music that moves you. If it's not going to move me, if I can't really connect to it, I would not sing it. If I can't, there are certain songs I sing in church because I know that people will feel it, and I can feel it. I just can't, because that's how I grew up. And so everything we sang had a purpose. Everything we sang was driven by a beat, a movement. And so from there, moving from South Carolina, going to Atlanta, of course, I got exposed to some of the best singers and musicians in the world, and my gifting just was released to a higher level. Because quite frankly, Javon, if there are a lot of great singers out there stuck because they're not surrounded by other great singers. If I had never moved from Bluffton, if I had never stepped out, if I had never surrounded myself with all these amazing singers and musicians, what you hear today would not be possible. So I thank all the people that I came up with, you know, the Lyricals, the Joey Somerville, who's a trumpet player here, who put me on stage, kind of discovered me, actually. I told you about Alvin and, you know, Little John Roberts that Kalisha mentioned, Jay Fly is a drummer here that we played a lot with, all these amazing singers. It's necessary to grow your gift, to be surrounded by people that are better. And so I just thank them. But everything, my foundation is definitely church. My faith, my belief definitely has driven me to this level and will continue to drive me.
You said a lot of things, actually, that make a lot of sense, especially, you know, not appreciating the richness of your culture when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Actually even being embarrassed by things that you grow up and learn to be proud of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing how that changes with maturity.
Yes. Yeah.
The other thing is surrounding yourself with people who are great. Surrounding yourself with greatness. You know, that's really key. For me, I stay in my basement by myself, and that's that. But And that's why I'm not great. I'm good, but I could be better if I would get the heck out of the basement, you know. But
Or invite somebody down in the basement. Don't be in the basement by yourself.
That's why you with me, you know. I said, you know,
right.
While I'm sitting here in the basement, I should be doing something like maybe can't be, you know, just can't do it by yourself, you know.
Yeah, you can.
So,
you really
yeah,
can.
Yeah, so with you, I'm being great. But
yes.
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Speaking of greatness, how did you get hooked up with the Barcades?
Oh, wow. I know, right? And so, you know, Alvin Garrett is not only the principal writer and an amazing artist in his own right, but principal writer for Joe. And his name obviously has gotten, you know, exposed to some major people. And the Barcades came a-knocking for a song. They wanted a duet, you know. And the beautiful story about Alvin is that, you know, we're great, great friends. And He sent me this note, you know, because he woke up with this epiphany when they realized that they were looking for a singer. He said, he went to bed, he woke up early that morning, he said, wait a minute, let me get Teresa to do it. And he didn't tell them. He just said to me, he called me, he said, hey, I can't promise you anything. But him being a believer as well, he said, hey, just do this thing, we do what we do, we make it the best we can do, and we let God do the rest. And so I went to Birmingham from Atlanta. I recorded my part, and Alvin had already sung both parts, but so Alvin recorded the male part as well. I did the female part. And so when Mr. Larry Dotson, the legendary voice of the Barcades, came to do his part, and they put it all together, Mr. Dotson actually told me just recently, he said it was unanimous. Everyone that heard the two of us together on that record said, you cannot remove this girl. We don't know who she is, but we cannot remove this girl from this record. And it was basically because a friend saw something in me, pulled me out, and asked me to do it, and I said yes. The main reason this has happened is because I said yes, and I made my way down to Birmingham, and God did the rest. And just recently, I met them for the first time because we didn't record it together. I did my part. He did his part. And we did it as a flashback. And there's a big flashback festival of all these major groups like Confunction, the Barcades. There was Bootsy Collins and War there. And we performed the song the first time in front of like 10,000 to 15,000 people. And little old me from Bluffton, South Carolina, girl who was, you know, embarrassed about her culture, how dark her skin is, and how funny my people around there sounded, has now on stage with the Barcades. Amazing. Only God could do that.
Yes, yes, yes. And for those of you who may be too young, because, you know, I do have a lot of young listeners.
Yes.
That may
Robert
not
being
know.
One of them, yes.
The Barcades are really a legendary group, a soul
yes.
singing R&B group from back in the 60s, 70s, well, not the 60s maybe, but the 70s, 80s. And they I'm going to play this song, and when you listen to it, you're going to know that this is, you know, the real deal as well. And this is not actually released yet, is it?
Yeah, actually, it has been released on iTunes and
okay.
then on some smaller markets, but it's not been pushed major yet. But, yeah, it has been released. It's available along with my music as well on iTunes. So if you look up the Barcades, you will find Up and Down. So, yeah, please support and please get it. It's a great song.
Yes, it is. Actually, I just heard it today for the first time and absolutely love it. This is Up and Down with the Barcades featuring Ms. Latrice Bush.
Every now and then we pick bones with each other, face off then we move on from each other, but we come back round, that's how love goes sometimes.
We break down every now and then we malfunction, we patch it up with some kissing and hugging, that's how love goes sometimes.
Whoa, we gon' go through that, go through this, it's gonna be a little hit and miss, but if we gon' see forever.
together. We go up and down, up and down, up and down together. Hey,
we gon' touch the sky.
Oh, we gotta keep our feet on the ground. We go up and down,
up.
Whoa, we go up and up and down together. When it seems like all you do is fuss and complain, but I stayed, cause I won't give up on love.
Oh, we gon' go through,
yeah, we gon' go through this. It's gonna be a little hit miss, but if we gon' see
forever,
yeah, we gon' rise and fall together.
Version on iTunes. That what I sent you was one of the latest mixes, but it was, isn't it great? It's such a real song, and that's the kind of music that Alvin writes. It's just a real song. You know, we go through that ups and downs.
Exactly. And you know, it's got that original old times, you know, soul music flavor.
Yeah.
You don't hear that anymore.
No.
And it's soul music, but it's R&B flavor, and it's like a combination of that old school music,
and
new school, you know, like new R&B flavor. It's updated, but you definitely know that this is the stuff that legends are made of.
Oh God, so, thank you. That's very. I mean, I'm humbled by that, and I really believe that to be true. And he sounds amazing on it. And I didn't know what to expect. You know the Barclays. They can. Your love is like the Holy Ghost. You know, they rough. You know what I'm saying? They go for it. And to hear him be like, you know what, baby, we go through some ups and downs.
Yeah, he was crooning that thing.
He was crooning. That's the word. He was crooning. I'm like, wow.
Yes.
He is so dope. And you know, and they took a chance and so for your listeners, it's okay. You know, the young lady said it took her a long time, and she went through some struggles, but she has two more months to go on her nursing degree. And you know, if nothing worth having is, you got to work hard. If you don't work hard for it, it's not worth having it. You're not going to appreciate it. And they took a chance on me. I said yes, and because of it, it's going to be out for the world. And I'll tell you one thing I did, because I just didn't know if I would be
you know, this is the Barclays, you know, would anybody notice me? Would anybody, because, you know, we're artists. We're very sensitive. Like, oh, God, well, anybody, will they like me? I'm not a big name yet. I mean, I just, what would they, would people even remember who I am? Well, 2 days after that show, this past Tuesday, I went to some friends who were gigging at a restaurant. I, you know, we passed the mic because it was their, they were, you know, playing. You know, I was singing a little All I Do, what have you, and people were just passing the mic. I was walking to my car in a dark parking lot, and four ladies that I had never met in my life before called my name and said, we saw you. We saw you at the Fastback. I said, you did? And I said, Devon. I, you know, of course, you know, I try to be smooth, you know, kind of. I was like a little kid. We all just started jumping up and down together.
Wow.
We just started jumping up and down together. And I'm like, girl, she said, girl, what you had on was good. Well, you sounded great. You looked, I'm like, thank you. And I want to send you the video. I want to send you a text of the video. I had them videotape their experience. Actually, I think I posted it on one of my, on my page. And I was like, they taped it. And I from that point on, I said, God, I'm not going to mention anything about not being recognized. And I know that you got me. Mm-hmm. I know that you got me. I'm going to go out and do my best. And that's all I owe anybody, is to give my very best. And that's enough. And the people that are supposed to recognize me, what's going to happen out of that, that is exactly what's needed. There is enough for everybody. And that's it. So I'm not worried about it no more, Javad. I'm just going to do what I do and move it and keep it moving.
Exactly. Make it do what it do, baby. You know, and there is enough room at the table for everybody. You
got it
that
is.
Right. You got that right. You know, some of my friends give me kudos for having a show where I more or less promote other artists, being that I'm a wannabe artist myself or whatever. But there's room. If it was meant for me to be out there, I wouldn't be sitting in the basement, you know? But in the meanwhile, I love music, and I appreciate it, and I want to bring music to the people, whether it's me creating the music or me hearing it and just passing it on. That's what I do.
I look forward to meeting you. I really look forward to meeting you.
Well, you know what? You are now a Basement alumni, and we will we will meet up. So just know that, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever comes up, let me know about it. We have a couple of pages that are dedicated to Basement alumni. You know, like there's the WJBR. You'll always be a friend of the station, of the show. There's the In the Basement with Javon page. You get new videos and things of that nature. You know, let me know. And also, I feel kind of bad because, you know, we didn't get to promote this show the way that I normally would. There would be a blog post, there would be this and that, and none of that stuff happened this week. So definitely I want you to come back on as more is going on. We're running out of time, so but before we leave, I want you to tell us one thing about yourself that people don't know, people wouldn't know.
I don't think that people would know or even believe that I played in two national college Final Fours.
Wow.
I played in the NCAA Final Fours in 95 and 96, I believe the years were. Yes. So.
And she's a baller, y'all. And she's a baller.
Part of the University of Georgia Lady Bulldogs. Yes.
That
I was in two Final Fours. And we played in a championship game. We didn't win the Tennessee Vols, but that's all right. But thank God for the opportunity and experience. So, yes, they probably wouldn't know that about me. No.
You follow the WNBA?
You know, I do not follow as close as I used to when most of my teammates were playing. I don't follow as much as I used to. But who do you follow?
I like the Liberty. I don't follow them like I used to. But, you know, I'm a New Yorker, so that's how that goes.
Yes.
Now, we're gonna stay in touch, no doubt. You're going to come back on the show soon and very soon. And on the out, we're going to play 6 Feet Under, the club mix. And, you know, have a great day.
That's and thank you so much, Javon. I had fun.
So did I. Thank you.
All right.
And to everybody, I love you all. Mwah! Mwah! Yeah. Ooh.
You made